Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Kristen. I have been listening to you guys for years, and I've never written in or submitted anything. And I'm sorry, I have a cold right now, and my computer's broken, so I can't type it. I think it's better when you tell them it's spookier. But I have many stories to share, and I really love your guys' work. So I'll start it out easy, and I'll tell you about my lake house. I come from a family that have roots back to the 1700s. Our lake house is on one of the Finger Lakes in upstate New York. It was formed by glaciers, former Seneca Indian land. And my great-great-great-grandfather literally rode a horse down and built a hotel there that became a house eventually that burned down. And then the new house was built in 1863. It's called Elm Lodge. And I don't know if I want to share the exact Finger Lake in location, but everyone around there knows it's haunted. They hear the stories and they see the ghosts, and nobody there. It's not a secret. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just had somebody beep it. So at Elm Lodge, I'll tell you the simplest story, which made a non-ghost believer a believer. I was out with my best friend. Her name is also Kristen. On a canoe ride one night. And we used to weigh when we were like 16 years old out and look at the stars. They were, this was extremely dangerous. The boat could have hit us at any point. We didn't have a light on us. And we would turn out all the lights in the house so that we could see the lights better. This is one of the only locations on Earth where there are no lights to interfere and you can actually see the Milky Way. My brothers had been out at a bar. We weren't old enough to go yet. So we started canoeing back in. And all of a sudden we noticed a light turn on in the bottom downstairs dining room. And that caught our attention. And all of a sudden there was a very large figure standing right there watching us. And I thought somebody had broken into the house, and so did she. So we got really low in the canoe, and my instinct was to pull the canoe on shore quietly and run to a neighbor's house. It's a private point. Our only neighbors are old cousins and Tom Golisano, who is a local billionaire who started Paychex. We were going to hightail it to one of them and call the police. So either way, as we hit the shore, the figure disappeared. It just vanished right before our eyes. And Kristen, I like to call her Chrissy, even though she doesn't like that. She basically fell to her knees on the stones by the lake because she couldn't believe what she just saw. And I had to help her up and into the house. And we had to confirm that the light was turned on. It was one of those old lights where you have to, from like the early 1900s where you push it. It's not a flick. You have to push it like a button. So that's really hard to do, to turn it on. So I conveyed the story to my father, and he said, I know exactly who it was. It was Dutch, my great-grandmother. She used to stand in that window. She was very large and full-figured, like stocky, almost like a man, and watch us when we were out boating late at night because she was concerned about us. And since then, our painter, John, has said to us while he was painting outside of the house, what's up with the lady who watches us from the window? And that story has gone all around town, that the woman is watching from the window and there are ghosts watching outside of the windows. So I have many more Elm Lodge stories. That is just the tip of the iceberg. If you're interested, please let me know. You have my email. I'm now an EPP member. And you have my phone number, I believe. So I'm willing to tell more or type more. And you let me know how you like my story. And I hope you have a great day. Thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.